Prime time. It's the Big Easy tonight, and one team will leave here still perfect on the young NFL season. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. And welcome inside the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for Monday Night Football as the 3-0 New Orleans Saints host the 3-0 Miami Dolphins. And John, based on what happened in the NFL already this weekend, a win for New Orleans tonight would go a long way in continuing their push to solidify and keep a hold of the top spot in the NFC.
Well, we're talking about approaching the quarter pole. You know, coaches like to break up the season into quarters. This will be the first quarter. Saints could be 4-0 and three games up in the loss column. That is huge because that gives you a cushion, gives you a little room for error.
All right, let's get right into some of maybe the key storylines for this football game tonight. Protecting the quarterback and the ability to run the football. Both of those things, John, are centered around offensive lines. Both teams at times, although perfect on the season, have struggled in that department.
Well, neither has protected the quarterback particularly well. Drew Brees has been sacked 10 times. Ryan Tannehill, a league high 14 times. Now, some of the Saints sacks can be attributable to this fact. Drew Brees says teams are playing more man-to-man. They're willing to gamble more. He has to hold on to the football a half beat longer, and so that allows teams to get to him a little bit more. Ryan Tannehill, maybe the same thing's happening there, but we know he's not a veteran quarterback, so maybe that's some confusion going on with that offensive line.
One of the key matchups we'll watch tonight, perhaps we'll see it, that's former high school teammates Mike Wallace, wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, and our own Keenan Lewis for the New Orleans Saints. Both went to O'Perry Walker High School here in New Orleans, and will match up tonight. Here is Lewis talking about seeing his old friend.
Oh, that's my brother, man. I love him to death. You know, that's a guy, like you said, I've been on since a kid. Always had each other back no matter what the situation was. So even though this is a football game, we'll never let that get between us. Now, it's going to be a great matchup, but I also know I have my work cut out, you know. A lot of respect for that guy, somebody who go in and work extremely hard every day, you know, could take the top off, is what people say, off coverages and things like that. I understand the game very well, and I put him up there with the top receiver. So every week, you got to stay disciplined on a guy like that. And it's understanding, you know, a lot of film study, even more this week, find out their tendencies, what they like to use him on, or things like that. So I'll be in there probably all night studying them. Yeah, definitely. Once he out there, he is a Miami Dolphin. He's not my brother no more for 60 minutes or whatever it takes. So he know, I'm pretty sure, that I wouldn't take a slight on him. And I'm pretty sure he wouldn't take a slight on me. So it'll be a good battle.
For Lewis and the Saints defense, it's been a good run so far. John, tonight, what will they have to do to continue that run?
Well, I think they have to get after the quarterback. It's prime time. You get the crowd behind you, and certainly that's when the crowd really gets amped up when the defense is on the field, especially when the defense is playing like the Saints. Ryan Tannehill's been sacked, like I said, 14 times, a minimum of four times per game. If the Saints get to him four times tonight, it's going to be a long night for the Dolphins.
There are a couple key storylines on the offensive side of the football for the New Orleans Saints, one of which is Drew Brees. Again, can continue his assault on the record books. One tonight at a guy that he marveled at as a young quarterback himself. Tonight, Drew Brees and John Elway could collide at fourth on a pretty prestigious list.
Yeah, he's eight behind John Elway in completions in his career. And certainly we expect him to get that pretty early in the ball game because we know Drew's going to throw it some. So another record coming Drew Brees' way.
Two other spots to talk about tonight. Let's go with wide receiver first. Lance Moore did not practice this week, has the injured hand. No official word yet at the taping of this segment, but I think it would be unwise to expect Moore to play tonight. That means, at least from what we've seen in limited amount of practice we've watched, Kenny Stills could step up into a big role tonight, and Nick Toon himself could also find himself in the mix here in his rookie year.
Well, two youngsters. We know Kenny Stills really developed fast in this offense. He started the first game in the three-receiver set. He's able to handle all positions, so we expect him to step in for Lance Moore, and Nick Toon will finally be active on the active roster tonight, so he'll get his first run, we believe. So we'll see what the young guys do against Miami secondary.
What's going on with the Saints offensive line, at least as far as the personnel goes? Will they have Jarry Evans back tonight?
Well, it looks like he'll be back. He was limited in practice this week, but it certainly looks like he's going to be back at his old spot at right guard. Tim Lelito started last week. Tim Lelito gets a chance to go back to the bench, serve as a backup in the swing position, but it looks like Jarry Evans will be back.
All right, any other injury news that we need to be aware of? At least we'll know more as soon as the big list comes out, as they say, but it seems there were a couple guys that, if you had to guess, they may or may not go tonight.
Well, I mean, we will suspect that Broderick Bunkley's going to be out. He's been out for a while now, and as well as Roman Harper. So you're going to miss your starting safety as well as the starting defensive lineman. Bunkley's been out for a while. They've adapted pretty well there. They did pretty well without Roman Harper last week. So let's see if Chris Carr can step in again, who had a little bit of an injury, Nick, this week also. So he's kind of returning to help. And also, Issa Abdul-Kaddous comes back this week, so he should be on the active roster tonight.
This is the 11th all-time meeting between these two teams. The Dolphins hold the series lead at 6-4 and have won two out of the last three meetings. This is interesting, though, JD. The Saints and the Dolphins have not played in this building since 1995. That's right, 1995. They were supposed to play here in 2005, but that game was moved to Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, a game in which Miami won. So, limited meetings in this all-time series, and certainly a very rare appearance for Miami in this building. One other note to leave you with, and I'm sure you've heard some of this already this past week. It being Monday Night Football, that bodes well for Drew Brees, Sean Payton, and the Saints. It's a pretty stellar mark when you look at recent history.
Yeah, under Sean Payton, the Saints are 10-2 on Monday Night Football, 8-0 in their last eight games, outscoring opponents by an average score of 36-20 in those games. So certainly, the Saints seem to be good when the lights come on Monday night.
Yes, and certainly, and whether it's Thursday night, Sunday night, or Monday night, in prime time at home, Saints have won 10 straight in that category as well. All good news as we head into this one. 7:40 Central kickoff time. We'll see you on NewOrleansSaints.com for online chat with JD, myself, and others, and hopefully you too. And then post-game, full coverage from the locker room and the press box right here online as well. Stay tuned for plenty of coverage tonight as the Saints welcome the Miami Dolphins. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Enjoy tonight's ball game.